Bill Flores joins us this morning rather than Wednesday, simply because more going on today than there was yesterday. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. I thought it would make more sense to do this toward the end of the week because it's just been a crazy week up here.
Well, and this is basically going to be the end of your week today, right? Most of the House is going to probably get out of here and leave the Senate to look at whatever y'all send over their way.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Now, it'll depend on a couple of things. We've got a border security and unaccompanied minors bill we're looking at. If that doesn't pass, if I were leadership, I'd just hold us over until we found a way to deal with this issue. I just don't want to leave that undealt with before the August work period.
All right, well, make book on that. What kind of percentage is it that y'all would continue to be there? What's the percentage?
I think it's pretty low, actually.
Okay.
I think it's low.
Let's talk about immigration for a minute. The whole idea of funneling more money down to take care of this does seem to be a pretty thorny deal. The president says $2.7 billion. That's actually what the Democrats, I guess, are sending over from the Senate and probably not going to pass. But that means that the House's plan, which is smaller than that, is the one that you think will be worked?
Yes, that's correct. The House plan is about $660 million, and it has a different allocation than the president's request or the Senate bill. Ours is more focused on border security and reunification efforts to get these unaccompanied minors reunified with their parents back in Latin America.
Well, a lot of people feel like that's not enough money. Where do you stand on that?
Well, it covers the next 2 months. We've only got 2 months left in the fiscal year. And then we can look at how we're going to appropriate for the ongoing functions beginning in September. We can figure out where you want to go after October 1st. The thought of giving $2.7 billion for Homeland Security to spend in 2 months, that's just a disaster waiting to happen with hardworking taxpayer dollars. So I think we tend to meter the money out more on a just-in-time basis instead of giving big slogs of money to be used and potentially wasted.
Yep, that's true. Usually you do wait till the last minute. Even though probably the House is going to adjourn, I was reading this morning that the GAO has a report having to more bad news when it comes to healthcare.gov that this thing is expensive. It's over budget and it's not working quite how intended. What are you anticipating you'll get out of that that testimony this morning?
Well, I think we'll just wind up with more verification that this healthcare law has been flawed from the very beginning. And then the second thing is that, and I think most Americans are getting this after watching the VA mess unfold. Large, unaccountable, unelected, unresponsive bureaucracies just don't do a good job of basic blocking and tackling. And so I think the American people get it now in terms of, for those people that believe that big government's the solution to everything, I think they're going to finally come to the realization that a bunch of bureaucrats are not going to solve all their problems.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C., yeah, I would hope they would get it. You know, one of the things that it seems like, and I guess you will get something passed. You will get the VA bill passed, so I guess we can say that's a good thing.
Yeah, it passed last night.
Right, but and then the Senate probably will do. Now, here's my question, though. I mean, you said it in your town hall. We ran the news cut, the audio cut, just moments before you were on the air live with us, talking about this very idea that. This is bad customer service. The bureaucracy is bad customer service. And so one of the things that y'all are proud about is that now you're going to at least give senior management the opportunity to fire employees that aren't doing their job. Why isn't that policy? Why is that not policy in every department?
Well, the civil service system has, over the decades, has developed a set of very rigid rules that makes it fairly easy to hire somebody into the civil service system, but then it makes it virtually impossible to get them out of there. They almost have to commit a felony before you can get rid of them. And even if they commit a felony, the unions, and I, from the life of me, I don't understand why federal workers are unionized. That just makes no sense at all. But the unions will protest, and the unions will drag it out and file complaints and litigation and grievances, and it just takes forever. And after a while, some members of what I guess you'd call management in the bureaucracy just give up, and they just find a closet to stick the poor performers in, and that's where they stay. And then you've got deals like Lois Lerner over at the IRS. I mean, that lady's still going to collect her pension, and there is just no reason the taxpayer should have to pay the cost of her, you know, continuing to support her in light of the things that she's done.
Yeah, there well, we were discussing it today. It continues to be a drip. There seems to be more and more information that slowly comes out, and obviously it's been there for a while, and they're deciding to release it in dribs and drabs so that people are paying attention and understanding that. Let's turn our attention to the highway bill for a minute because, I mean, these are dollars that could be cut off in the next month if you don't come up with a way to take care of the trust fund.
That's exactly right. We passed a bill in the House that would basically patch up the Highway Trust Fund until next May, and then hopefully we'll have a different look, a different looking Congress that will allow us to come up with longer term fixes. And in my view, a long term fix is to push this activity back to the states and let them deal with their roads, and then essentially virtually eliminate the federal gas tax and let the states figure out how to finance their own roads. The Senate, on the other hand, cut it down some so that the patch would expire in December, so that you'd have to deal with it in a lame duck session. And they said they wanted to do it so that you could get to a long-term solution more quickly. Lame duck sessions are not good places to come up with long-term solutions for any program, especially the highway program. So we'll have on the floor today a vote to reject the Senate amendments and to send the bill back the way the House passed it originally.
Well, and then that means basically y'all are leaving town and saying this is a take-it-or-leave-it deal for the Senate.
That's my understanding. That's correct.
Okay. Now, yesterday, the president's out on the – well, he's in Kansas City speaking, and we were discussing it this morning. When he rolls up his sleeves and goes and leans on the front of the podium – the optics are much in his favor because then it looks like he's just one of those guys, and he's saying, you know, Congress won't get along with me and they won't sue me, and if they do that and work together with me, then we'd be a better country. So where are we on the legal action to try to sue the president?
We passed that last night in the House, and it passed pretty much on a party line vote for the House of Representatives as a body to sue the president. On behalf of the American people, to try to get to preserve the liberty and freedom under the Constitution of the American people, and to hold the president accountable for his actions.
The current schedule shows that Congress isn't going to convene again in session until September the 8th. Is that about right?
That's correct, barring any unforeseen circumstances. Mm-hmm. This whole border security, unaccompanied minors. Legislation could be the wild card that changes that, depending on how the vote goes today.
Well, and then folks understand, then they're only in session for two more weeks because some of them have elections coming up in November, then they need to get back in campaign. That's not a lot of time there.
It's actually three. Okay. It's actually 3 weeks, yeah.
That's not a lot of time to be able to get this stuff done, that's for sure.
Well, no, it's not, and we still have to do the government funding starting October the 1st. I'll be candid with you, Scott. I really don't like the calendar this year because it just looks like, you know, a little bit of stuff's going to get done, and then everybody's off running for re-election. It just, it has a real odor to it, in my view, but that's above my pay grade, unfortunately.
Well, again, if the Senate votes tomorrow, it'll be the first vote on a Friday that they've had all year long. Bill Flores,
well, yeah, now you want to talk about a body that doesn't work very hard, that's the Senate.
Yeah, that casting votes apparently seems to be a very difficult thing for them to be able to do, just to vote on almost anything.
That's correct.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. I appreciate you moving it to Thursday so we had a little bit more to talk about, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Look forward to talking to you next week. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country and our military men and women.
All right. Thanks.